arguing that the Confederate army, not the capital, should be the objective. Lincoln preferred the overland maneuver he had suggested to capture Johnston. Washington defenses were adequate to keep Johnston at bay while he traveled to Urbana, McClellan argued. Believing the roads too poor to permit a movement toward Centerville and then Manassas, he bought into Pinkerton's erroneous report that the rebels had up to 300 field artillery guns, as many as 30 siege guns, and a 2-to-1 troop advantage there. McClellan actually enjoyed the 2-to-1 advantage. Pinkerton summoned Price Lewis to his headquarters office on I Street in early February. He had a serious look on his face, which worried Lewis. "Have you any objections to going to Richmond?" Pinkerton asked. "Yes," Lewis answered quickly and forcefully. "I have played the part of a spy for the last time. If my services are not wanted here in Washington, I will take a musket, join the army, and go to the front." "I don't want you to play the part of a spy," Pinkerton said. "What do you want me to go for?" "I want you to carry a letter to Tim Webster, who is in Richmond. I haven't heard from him in some time, and I think he is sick." "This looks very much like playing the spy." "Well, I can't see it that way." "There is no use in discussing it," Lewis said. "It would be folly for me to go to Richmond under any circumstance." "Why?" "I believe I am better known in Richmond as a detective, though I have never been there, than I am in Washington."
"How is that?"
"Good heavens, Mr. Pinkerton," Lewis said, exasperated. "Think of the people I have assisted in arresting who have gone through the lines."
"Who are they?" Pinkerton asked.
Lewis rattled off a half dozen he could recall at the moment. They included Senator Jackson Morton's estranged wife, Elizabeth, who had remained in Washington with her four children after her philandering husband had fled south. Lewis had been part of a team that raided the Morton house a month ago and confiscated all her correspondence. Nothing incriminating had been found in the letters, so Mrs. Morton was allowed to leave Washington for Richmond with her four sons and daughters. Pinkerton brushed aside the names Lewis raised, claiming he had checked and all of them were elsewhere. The Morton family had gone to Florida, he said.
"Are you sure of this?" Lewis asked skeptically.
"Yes," Pinkerton insisted, though he was far from certain. Lewis did not like this mission one bit, but finally he told Pinkerton he would undertake it if he could be assured he would not be recognized in Richmond.